Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Gerber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. Here to tell it to you straight, going to be brutally honest about everything. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show, and here are three big things you need to know right now to start this hour. Number one, prosecutors now saying Hunter Biden was a tax cheat and a scoundrel long before and long after he was a crack junkie and a deadbeat dad. They say he's been a dirtbag basically his whole adult life. Surprised? Number two, 50,000 jackbooted thugs will soon be coming your way to demand answers on why you're driving your car or washing your clothes. A new version of Nazi brown shirts coming under the false premise of climate change. And number three, the United States government collected about $5 trillion last year in tax revenue. Yeah, by way of the IRS. $5 trillion. By far the most money ever collected by any government in the history of the world, in the history of governments. And yet, it's not nearly enough. Not nearly enough. During his angry outbursts last week during the State of the Union address, Joe Biden said several different ways that we have to increase revenue. That, of course, means cranking up taxes. And he seemed to like the idea of jumping the amount it collects by 20 or 25%. That would push the amount of money that flows in the coffers of the U.S. government to an eye-popping $5.5 trillion, give or take a few hundred billion, one way or the other. What's so remarkable to me this morning is that apparently is nowhere near enough the money to cover the bills that Joe Biden wants to stick you, me, and everyone else with, while keeping the door open to millions of illegals, keeping inflation high, and demanding we send another $100 billion or so to Ukraine for an unwinnable war in a place we have no actual vested interest in. None. That's right, $5.5 trillion is short of what old Yeller wants in the piggy bank to pilfer. In fact, he wants a whole lot more to squander on everything under the sun, and then some. You see, yesterday, Joe Biden took the veil off his brand new budget that he has proposed to get this $7.3 trillion. Yeah, let that roll around just for a moment. $7.3 trillion is the proposed U.S. budget. And how is that going to be possible? Well, for starters, by drilling the high earners in this country and by placing an arbitrary 25% tax, minimum tax, on billionaires. Sadly, that will not get the job done. And even though the budget claims it would cut taxes for anyone earning less than $400,000 a year, you and I both know that's just not possible. In fact, the budget Grandpa put out calls for tax hikes of $5 trillion over 10 years. But let's work this out. $1 trillion in the hole to start with or more, if you could actually reach $5.5 trillion in revenue. And even with those optimistic goals, you're actually at $1.8 trillion deeper in debt every single year, which would, of course, be a miracle, considering right now we're taking on an unbelievable $3 trillion plus a year in new debt. Every year, every single year, and it's getting worse. And the giveaways, well, as you can imagine, in this budget, they're all over the place. Let's see. Bigger tax credits for parents. Yeah, that's more money given away. Nearly $10,000 for home buyers. Don't know why. Free pre-K for all kids so they can get a jump start on gender theory and climate change education for the young kids. Let's see, we have $850 billion on defense spending. $62 billion for Homeland Security, but get this. $62 billion on Homeland Security, but less than $12 billion for border and immigration security. $82 billion for education, including another $12 billion in student loan forgiveness. That's been said to be unconstitutional, but they don't care. Let's see, Justice Department, $38 billion, most of which will be directed at destroying Donald Trump, his family, friends, and anyone that dared to shake his hand since January the 6th of 2021. Climate change, of course, is there for several billion dollars more, of course, and, oh, yeah, don't forget the jackbooted climate thugs pounding on people's doors. 50,000 zombies, all of whom will be getting lodging, transportation, clothing, a living allowance, health benefits, and, of course, a lot more. This comes in at about $10 billion, and these zombies will be wearing the Climate Corps uniforms like any good little Nazis here in climate change world. And the corporate media machines continue to push out the same discredited narrative. It's like they were paid to do it or something. Al Roker, for example, pushing the climate Nazi narrative and using a metric that is absolutely wrong. Here he is.
So what do we do? How do we deal with this? Well, I'm going to be talking with Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm later today to talk about what the Biden administration has done, what are some of the things we can do to try to bring us back from the brink, because if we don't act soon, people are already talking about a tipping point. But how do we use climate energy efficiency? How do we try to make people realize that not only is this an inflection point for our climate, but what are the things we can do? What are the solutions? And that's one of the things we've really focused on at the NBC News Climate Unit, not just talking about the problem, but what are the everyday things people can do? I'm really excited about it, and I think we're going to have more on this coming up on MSNBC and NBC News, but make no mistake about it. This is a really important topic. In fact, I consider it, and a number of people consider it, the major issue facing our country for the day and as far as our survival is concerned.
Our survival. Our very survival depends on climate Nazis pounding on the door of people demanding that they turn off their air conditioner. Turn in your neighbor. Where have you heard this? Brown shirts. Now we have green shirts. Yeah, we went from brown shirts to green shirts. Only took about 80 years. I'm sure that small businesses that struggle with finding enough young workers will be thrilled to send higher tax payments to Washington so they can send them over to demand they turn off the AC in July. That's right, so Washington can hire the young people. That'll make people really happy. Oh, and there's more. Like 12 weeks of paid family leave and shoring up Social Security, of course, but we don't have a price tag on that one, and there's simply no specifics at all. It's all fine that they have it all figured out, I'm sure. I trust them, don't you? Of course you do. This is one of Joe Biden's often repeated lies about people paying more taxes, which so far is pretty much everyone's paying more taxes with Joe Biden. But here's what he says about it. Listen.
I ran for president. I promised nobody, well, as long as I'm president, who earns less than $400,000, it's a lot more than I ever made, will pay an additional penny in federal taxes. Nobody. Not a single cent. Nobody will pay a single penny more, and they haven't thus far.
Here's to you, Joe. You know, yeah, you never made that kind of money. Of course, $400,000 is equivalent to, what, $100,000 of 25 years ago? Something like that. It's just not credible to spend $7.3 trillion and claim that the only ones paying taxes are the rich. I'm kind of under the impression that $400,000 a year, especially in many places, is doing okay, but it's not rich. Hey, maybe I'm missing something. All right? Maybe I'm missing something. We're going to get back to all of this because this is insane, out of control. It's an asinine budget. And it's weird because a few years ago, Joe Biden would have rejected this budget. He would have. I know because I went to the archives. I pulled out tape. I said, here's Joe Biden. Look what he says. I'm going to share that coming up.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.